This is Smart Tech, episode 1607, Boarding Pass Danger. Hello and welcome to the frequent flyer version of Smart Tech. I am your host, Chuck Minear, and this episode, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up. I saw a news article a while back on this, and I thought I would share it with our listeners because I thought it was very interesting. How many of you fly at all? I mean, you know, at all, but some of you probably are frequent flyers. Maybe you take our podcast with you when you fly on your iPod or your MP3 player, your phone, and you listen to us as you fly. How many of you know what you do with your boarding pass when you're done? You print out your boarding pass and you see it, because over on your boarding pass, usually over on the right-hand side or along the bottom, is a barcode. And it looks just like a bunch of random squiggles or dots over there. But what you don't realize maybe is that the boarding pass has information in that barcode. So, for example, if you're flying and somebody gets your boarding pass, they're looking at it and maybe your frequent flyer, your information is there, your first name and your last initial. And then, they don't show your whole last name, of course. And then they show your frequent flyer number, but not the whole thing. They'll block out part of it. But you can download an app on your phone, a barcode scanning app, and you can actually scan that barcode and see all kinds of information. So you need to be careful with it. What I'm telling you is, if you don't need to print your boarding pass, if you don't need to print your boarding pass out, what I'm telling you is, if you don't need to print your boarding pass out and you can use it electronically on your phone, probably the best thing you can do. A lot of people, when they get the boarding pass, they do things like they'll take a picture of it and they'll post it on social media. And if I can see that barcode on a picture on Facebook, all I have to do is zoom into it, input it into one of these barcode reader apps, and I can read your information. Anybody can read your information. A lot of those barcodes will have first names, last names. They might have your phone number or your personal email on there. They typically have your frequent flyer number. And with a little bit of work, you can take the frequent flyer number, go online, reset the password, and voila, you've now got I've got access to your airline booking. I could change a flight, change the name on a ticket, do all kinds of things. So just like any other personal information, you want to be careful. Don't leave your boarding pass in the seat back, you know, before you go, or throw it onto the ground, or, you know, leave it in your hotel room while you're traveling. Make sure you destroy it or hold on to it so that you don't give out this information to people who you don't want to have that information. And of course, we have all kinds of other exciting smart tech kind of information on our website, www.smartech.tv. You can click on the archive button and see several years of smart tech programs. You can listen to them all for free. You can download them, put them on your iPhone or your Android phone, take them with you while you fly, and remind yourself to hold on to that boarding pass, okay? We also appreciate you sharing the smart tech love with everyone. Sharing the word about smart tech. You can do that in several ways. Facebook and Twitter, we've got links on our website for that. If you can share us on social media, you can also leave a review on iTunes. That helps us get the word out. The more ratings we have on iTunes, the higher we show up in the searches, and the more people listen to us. So it's really helpful. And one other way you can help Smart Tech is over on the right-hand side of our website, smarttech.tv, is a link for Amazon. When you buy something from Amazon, if you click there first before you buy it, well, we get a finder's fee, and it doesn't cost you one red cent. You know, Amazon uses their advertising budget to pay for that. So we appreciate any help you can give us to help keep Smart Tech on the air. We'd like to hear your ideas. What would you like to hear on Smart Tech? Just leave a comment on our website or on our Facebook page. So until next time, I'm sure I have a flight to go somewhere. This is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.